America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you take the time and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Keeping with our theme verse in Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. We're reading some of our founding fathers' thoughts on prayer. Thomas Jefferson prayed for the nation in 1801. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of thy favor and glad to do thy will. Now, I want to say something here, because a lot of history people will go back and say, well, this founding father didn't live right, and that founding father didn't. Let me say this to you. I understand that. Our founding fathers, a lot of them were not born again fundamental independent Baptists. But I will say this, that they even in that day knew the benefits of prayer. I believe even the lost people, even those that were not saved, realized that our nation needed to look to God. And by the way, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. Not any other God, but Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son. He's the only God. Somebody said all roads lead home. Wrong about that. All roads do not lead to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you're not saved, you ought to call on the name of the Lord and ask him to save you today. But the prayers, this nation was born in prayer. Benjamin Franklin said this, I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business. Franklin delivered this during the Constitutional Congress on January the 28th of 1787, urging the delegates to return to prayer when debates had reached a deadlock. In other words, they were in a place in time when they couldn't get anything done, and Benjamin Franklin said, let's go to prayer. Now, I want to say to you, friend, that when it seems that we can't do anything, we can pray. I have a list of the president, the vice president, the Supreme Court, the six branches of military, and I pray for these on my prayer list. I ask you, how much praying are you doing for America? It is easy to get on social media and say things, and you have that right, you have that right. It is easy to say things in public, it is easy to make jokes, it is easy to post things. But let me ask a question, how much are we praying for our nation? Our nation was born with the idea of prayer. And yet we're not praying for our nation like we ought to. And yet we think somehow that God owes us a revival, or that God's going to miraculously just send the rapture in order to get us out of the mess we're in. Now let me tell you, the rapture of the church is coming. But it is not coming to deliver America out of her sins. I can tell you that right now.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.